This is a Pinball News production.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the few of you that are out there that have found a little bit of what I'm doing and have supported me. Cavalier on Pin Side, he's been whoever, if you're out there, thank you for your thanks. Well, while she gets that going, I'll just tell you, the title is A New Perspective on Mods. And I loved pinball when I was a kid. I got back into it roughly about a year and a half ago, started buying pinballs. Made the mistake of getting Creature from the Black Lagoon, and I was like, I need to start working on this. Started getting some mods. All the stuff that he just talked about was way over my head. It was difficult to install, so I was trying to figure out how to install those. And then I found the lighted speaker panel for Creature for the Black Lagoon. And, well, I wanted one of those. Couldn't find it anywhere. So that's what started this whole trek that we're on here. Now we're going to be talking about seven complete different lines, so we're going to go through things fast. We're only going to spend about 4 minutes on an item, so if an item bores you, don't worry, 4 minutes, we're going to be on a new item. And then we'll probably leave the last 10, 15 minutes to questions. Well,
what's that thing hanging around your neck?
This is one of our product lines that are coming out. It all started with the lighted pinball speaker panels. We wanted to make lighted panels for Creature and for other games. And I couldn't find any to purchase, so I decided I'd start trying to make some for myself. I had to get involved in a lot of different things, learn a lot of things that I didn't know. One of the major challenges that I ran into was the power supply. My lighted panels were taking about 1.5 amps at 12 volts, and that just couldn't be supported by a lot of machines comfortably. But now we're going to go to the beginning. Okay, so looking for things that are easier to install, lighting new areas of the games, and a more universal fit. That was one of the things I hated, was that you could only get some mods that would work on one machine. It was very frustrating. I'd like to thank a lot of people in the group. I have a fair amount of guys, people working for me right now. We got about 5,000 square feet for manufacturing. Martina has helped me dramatically. A lot of our designs are from our artist, Amber. Woodchuck does a lot of our manufacturing, and Danger Will is a technician that's helped us out on a lot of different things. This is one of the very simple things that we did for our just basic playfield mods. On our playfield mods, we use quarter-inch spade connectors, and we also give a wedge connector with a spade connector. So this is designed for a very novice user. If they want to hook up a mod, all they need to do is run these wires under the playfield, change this wedge connector, pull out the light, put in the new light, plugged in, it's done. They don't have to worry about where to hook it up, where to do this, where to do that. If you don't want to go off one of your playfield lights, you can go in with regular alligator clips. They'll plug right into there. So if you want to use a standard alligator clip, you're good to do that. If you don't want to do that and you want a nice secure locking system, you can use a Scotch lock. So we call that our triple connect, just try to make it easier for the novices. Now we do a lot of work in resin. This is Star Trek The Next Generation. A lot of you guys know there's a big ship here that it starts with. The Borg ship is more identifiable. I mainly just put this up here so you can see the size of some of the work that we do. And we also have gotten very good at being able to make it look relatively metallic, but still light up when it needs to. Well, we don't have Ghostbusters yet. Once we get Ghostbusters, we'll be making about 15 mods for Ghostbusters. This is the Proton Pack. And that's just with a little bit of light on it. And we can do a proton pack with the EL wires. EL wires are a big challenge for a lot of different people, but we have ways to get around that now. This is just some more examples. We make these, the light's embedded inside of it, so it's very durable. Lights up very nice. It's got a good look when it's both off and on. So it's Indiana Jones. This is the Chalice, Grail. The idol, a lot of people like. We have about 100 different mods, playfield mods that'll be available. No, we haven't opened yet, writing the instruction manuals, getting a lot of loose ends together has been very daunting. But this is the piece that really improved the quality of what we're doing. This is just the Terminator arm for Terminator 2 or Terminator 3. But we have a lot of detail in the joints. And once we were able to get this unit done, it really expanded the quality of mods that we were able to do. From Funhouse, popcorn covers up the bracket on and off. Roadshow, nobody has love for Roadshow, just the hard hat. We were able to do the hand thing. This doesn't show up as well. We've done some that are clear. There's a rocket ship. It looks very good on the game. Twilight Zone, of course. Here, we actually embed lights within the unit, and so his eyes can flash, and also his gun can flash. Mannequin, again, light up. We went with clear on this. We have very few clear items, but they look really good on a few particular items. Robbie the Robot, lights embedded, lights up. Now, we've made all these from scratch. So as we get the newer games, we'll be able to do pretty much any mods along those lines. Everybody knows this one, fish tank from Walking Dead. Okay, I was talking a little bit about our power supply. When we were making our panels, they were using a lot of power, and I was having a lot of issues with that. And I needed a way to get more power or bypass the power. So what we did is we decided every game's got a ton of power at its service outlet. This can be a challenge for some of the import games. But we go through the service outlet to get all the power that we need, and we have a lot of power-hungry mods. And it's very simple. From here on out, every mod that we're going to be talking about will work on pretty much every solid-state machine. It's just a small PCB board that's got a relay on it. It's switched from a 5 voltage on your game. It uses very little of the back box power. It uses about 1/5 the power of a number 44 mod, just enough to trigger the relay. And then you have power comes through the service outlet. It gives us up to 7 amps to work with. And the nice thing about it is we have a lot of mods that create a lot of interference and noise. We have some new mods that have never been done before, but we have some mods that are now done better than some of the units that were out there. And one of the major problems with some of the stuff that's out there is you get a lot of noise interference on your speakers or electrical interference on the display. So this was one of the basic simple. This is once we figured out we had a power supply and we could do a lot with it, we're like, well, we have all this stuff, we might as well do it. We have under the cabinet and behind the cabinet lights, which is, you know, everybody's done that. But a couple things that make ours unique is we're given 10 feet of lighted LED, where most others out there give about 6 feet. Comes with a fully functional remote, so you can go through all the colors. You got your fade and flash modes, sound activation. But again, this one kit, if you want to put it on a Stern, it'll go on a Stern. If you want to put it on Bally Williams, it'll go on a Bally Williams. You want to put it on a Sega, Data East, doesn't matter. This one kit, that's all you need. So then these are just a couple of pictures. I'm just going to go through really quick. This is the same kit, different colors. It's a Bally Williams. This is Data East, Sega, and Stern. So universal one kit, all games, very simple. Now EL Wire is another product. It's been out there a little bit, been out there in limited fashion. It's a product that causes a lot of interference on the game. So it doesn't get used that much. We decided, because we have another power supply that's going to insulate it, we can do a full line of this. So we have it in 9 different colors. We'll have splitters available. Uses the plug and play. You won't have any noise feedback, won't have any electrical feedback. We'll work pretty much on all your games. If you get this, put it on your Stern, you want to put it on your Bally in a year, no problem. Yours won't. This is just going to be for a demonstration. Yours will plug into AC power. We'll also have chase wires available, which I haven't seen on any pinball machines, but there's probably one or two samples out there. And we also have a sound control as an option. And it'll come in 5-meter kits. So this is just an example of a way most people don't do it, but because you don't have as much of a power limitation, you can put EL where you didn't put it before. This is our light green lime color. Red is kind of hard to see. It's on the sides here of The Walking Dead. Light blue on Star Wars. Now, most of these, now this one here is using almost a full 5 meters. It'll show you how much you can get. But this is the yellow on Indiana Jones. This here is about 3 meters, Star Trek The Next Generation, so you can get a pretty good distance out of it. It's very easy to cut if you want to make multiple sections of it. But this, that was a purple. This is a grass green. And doesn't show up well, but it's pink. We don't expect to sell much of that, but we got it. White. And this is light blue. Now, this, I don't know if you guys can see it. We'll send it out. This is what's called a chase EL. You can see that the movement of it is actually moving. You can speed it up. You can slow it down and reverse it, or just have it on completely. You can show, send this around if you want to. The problem with the chase EL is that it's always had a switch like that, so it really wasn't that practical for a pinball machine. You'd have to turn on your game, then you'd have to go to a control box and switch it. Well, we're getting electronics together, so you'll be able to, it'll have a memory when you turn it on. Put it where you want it, turn it off, turn it back on, it'll stay for that. So we'll get a close-up of the chase EL. So you can see there's kind of ribbons right here, the blue and light blue. That's actually moving in one direction or the other. There's a closer-up you can see. And now this is a... We also have sound activated available for the EL wire if you want to go with that. And this is just a 20-second clip. We were getting our pictures together the last few days before we got here, and we got hit by Hurricane Matthew, and we didn't have electricity for a couple of days. We didn't have employees for 4 days, and we got kind of bogged down right before we left. But you can see it going on a little bit there. Now, this can be used with any of the EL products, and it's super simple to install. Some people use different types of glues or stuff. We just found the easiest way is just use clear Scotch tape. It looks almost invisible when it's on there. Now, this is the Chase. You can see it a little bit better there. The Chase EL, it's really nice because it gives you movement. Now, one of the challenges with this is you can't cut it. Well, you can cut it, but you can't splice it. You can't use splitters on the Chase EL. On the regular EL, you can split it up as much as you want to. If you want to put it in 4 different ramps, you can do that. On that, it has to be a straight run. So in a situation there where you want to go on both sides of a ramp, you need to go down one side, come under the table, go back down the other side. Okay, lighted shooter covers, this is a very simple idea, but we got lasers and we got that available to us. So we're going to have this in about 30 games when we start. Just a lighted shooter color done with mirrored. We can do different color mirrors, and you put multicolor in there. So we'll have that for many games. Now, this is very nice. This is what I have here. These have been on the market before, but they were fraught with problems before. One of the things was the power supply wasn't very stable. And it had to come out of your 12-volt out of your game. And sometimes your 12-volt was 12-volt, sometimes your 12-volt was 13.8-volt, and the inverters really didn't like 13.8-volts. So now we have our own power supply, you're guaranteed of having 12-volt, and that also helps isolate any of the interference. We already got about 500 of these in stock, ready to sell, and we got 156 games. We already got the cards made up, ready to print. They're available in 8 different colors. You'll get 2 panels, the inverter, power supply. Now on this, each manufacturer's instruction cards are a little bit different sizes. So you can't use a Bally's card on a Sega, but if you or on a Stern, for example. But if you have a Stern card, that Stern card will work in all the games. So you can switch it out between the different Stern games. And I haven't mentioned this, but all the stuff that we have, there's no soldering required. Everything's done with plugs. That's pretty much what you'll get in the kit. We'll also give you a couple sheets of clear film. So our cards that we gave are rather generic because we didn't want to have any type of copyright infringements. But there's multiple sites online that you can get really nice cards. You can go to them. They request a donation. I'm not affiliated with them at all. But we're going to give you a few sheets of clear film so you can, if you've got a laser printer, you can print your own cards from some of those other sites. The set that we give a 4-page set. This is backwards because we print on the back side of the card to get it shiny. But we give an instruction card, a fact card, a story of the game card, and a free play card. And we're planning on having cards for operators if they want them, basic cards on our website, so he could always download those if he wants to put that in his game. Now, this is orange. It's more of a peach color. This is white, and this is on Sega. All colors will be available on all game manufacturers. So if you want purple on Stern, we got it. Walking Dead, that's white. Adam's Family, that's purple. Indiana Jones, before and after, yellow. Theater of Magic, before and after, that's red. Star Wars, we just put white in there just so you could see that we got it for the Data East. Terminator 2, that's dark blue. And Creature from the Black Lagoon is in green. It's a pretty impressive product because it lights off. Now, of course, yours is going to be powered from the machine, but it's flexible. So it could be bent to the size that you want. And it's very easy to work with. But if you want, and I just have my that name badge typed on there if you guys want to take a look at that, and I'd like to get that back too. And this is only an on-off product. You really can't dim it. Yeah, Twilight Zone, that's a light blue. Okay. We put a lot of work. We've been working on mods for over a year to try to get you some original items. Put a lot of work into this item. People have been working on this for about 5 years and never been able to get one to work. We have a universal fit plasma pop bumper. Again, you purchase one of these, it'll work on Bally, Williams, Stern, Data East, or Sega. We're using the same skirt, so it's interchangeable between all of them, and we're using our universal power supply, so neither one of those are a problem. Just as long as you got the space in your game, you can use it. The pop bumpers are about 1 centimeter taller than a standard pop bumper, so if you're going somewhere under a ramp or something, you might have limited space. It might not fit. We worked really hard to get the top of our plasma bumpers to have the traditional top of a pop bumper, and it's going to look exactly like a traditional pop bumper from the top. We are planning on making a lower profile that won't have the contours, but it'll save about 1/8 of an inch. So we'll have those two models available. Those, again, will be available for all games. The colors that we'll have will be blue, green, rainbow, white, orange, and magenta. We're working on other specialized colors such as yellow or purple. Most of the items that we're doing with the universal power supply, they're going to fall in around the $99 price range, somewhere in that area. We don't have the exact prices on everything yet. It's a standard 3-inch pop bumper. So if you don't have a height restriction, you can put it almost anywhere. You can put a standard 3-inch bumper. Some pop bumpers have a specialized side cut or whatever. This won't work in that situation. We've encapsulated it into a 10,000 PSI epoxy to protect it. It is a glass item that's in there, but it's completely enclosed with the epoxy. The epoxy that we're using is going to be about 5 times stronger than any plastic that's currently in your game. When we were making them, one of my guys says, well, how strong is this? I said, well, I bet you could drive your car over it. Yes, he could drive his car over it, so it's not going to break. You can have them on, off, or sound activated. Universal mounting kit. It actually takes less time to install this in a pop bumper than to swap a pop bumper out, because the existing lights that's there, you need to just snap that off, take it out. This is all hooked up with wires. So we have insulated wires that go through those holes, plug into plugs, so it's all plug and play. Again, no interference. This is another product that causes a lot of sound interference. I've only really seen this on two other machines. One was the black hole, but on that one, he was about this much taller, and somebody put it on I forget the name of it, but he had so much electrical interference that he had to pull it off. And the skirts that we have are lighted the same color as the plasma. So this is an example. We worked really hard for the contours. This will have the moving plasma in it. You can see there's quite a lot of protection. Don't have to worry about any damage. Now, to get your plasma to work, you're running at about 3,000 volts. So it's a very high voltage. We had our choice of raising it up to make a very, very, very safe item, or lowering it down and having high voltage wires hanging out. We don't want to get involved in that at all. So they are a little bit taller, but to make up for the space, we've made clear skirts that we light up the color as the pop bumper. Now, again, we can make them without these contours on the top, and I'll save about 1/8 of an inch so you can put it in a tighter position. And there's the contours from the top. So there's a ton of games you can think about, you know, Star Trek, Star Wars, Iron Man. I mean, there's just hundreds of games that these could work in. And most of this stuff, we hope to, our website's in pretty much disarray. I got it up just enough so somebody could get on our mailing list if they want to get information on this, but it's probably going to be a month, 45 days before we open for business. Now, this is the baby that started it all, was our lighted pinball speaker panels. Funny thing is about this product, you can explain this product to people that are blue in the face, till you're blue in the face, and they just won't get it. Once they see a picture of it, they're like, oh, that's really nice. But then once you turn it off, they'll be like, there's something wrong with my machine. There's a dead spot in the middle. When we open, we'll have about 25 Bally Williams games, and we'll have 4 Sega games. We've already made the base panel for Stearns. We just need to make artwork for the Stearns, and these will be available for Stearns also. The panels themselves are standard white light LEDs. You got about 20 different brightnesses colors. That's one of the questions that come up often is, well, I'd like it the same brightness as my trans light. Well, you can raise, lower, you can make it brighter than your trans light, you can make it dimmer than your trans light. We'll have Deluxe panels that'll have multicolor LEDs around the speakers, much like the lighted speaker kits. Now you can do that for Baller and Williams because this is actually built into the panel on the Deluxe kit. The Deluxe kit we're looking at about $259. It'll work with a color DMD and all upgraded speakers. We'll have speaker inserts available. My acrylic department had some issues, so we're behind on many of our acrylic problems. You'll use your current DMD speakers, H-channel, and speaker plastic. It doesn't take very long to install, maybe 45 minutes. These will work with your existing speaker plastic, but we're also having made with Bally Williams for genuine Bally William products. We'll have new speaker plastics with a built-in shadow mask, and you'll see the things as I get to the pictures. Okay, now this is Fishtails. The lighter panels actually don't make as good of a looking panel, and we worked really, really hard to try to eliminate as many of the shadows around the supporting areas. And we haven't been able to get rid of them completely, but we got them so it's just a little bit more shadowy. If you have a darker panel like a Twilight Zone or something, you can hardly see this. Now, inside the speakers, we have it multicolor LED. You get two remotes. You get a remote for the panel and a remote for the speaker. And here's a couple examples of some of the speaker colors. Okay. Now, just like the regular speaker inserts, we'll have inserts available. We're also going to have inserts available for our games that you can put right over to the speakers. Now, here's some comparisons of them in different games with it off versus with it on. We've taken multiple pictures of the... Oh, you don't have the next one. Now, this is Bad Cats. We can do a System 11. This particular game does have a shadow mask in it. When we sell it, we're probably not going to have a shadow mask on the Bad Cats. I don't have all the games, but I have most of the panels. So it works for Corvette. Now, Creature. Creature is what it started at all. A lot of you guys are familiar with the previous Creature panel that was made about five different times. On that one, the taillights lit up, and this starlight would sequence. And sometimes this would light up here. This panel that we use is a universal panel. So when you purchase this panel for this game, this one panel will work in about 20 games. The whole area in the back is lit up. So it'll light up your stars. Most people that see it always comment on the sunsets are just gorgeous. Now this is pictured with a shadow mask. And once you have this on and you see it, these games, they look empty. They look dead. They look like something's missing. And I'll tell you, when you buy one, you'll buy more. Demo Man. And this is an example of where you want to adjust the brightness. You know, here it's very bright. Now, it's hard to take pictures of light sources, which is what this is. So it does make it brighter. But a lot of people want them dimmer. Dirty Harry. This one came out really, really nice. This is Frankenstein's. This lights up to the exact same brightness as that does. We have four Segas, Frankenstein, Maverick, Batman, and I forget, Baywatch. Now, Flintstones, a couple of the panels were made that were all black in the back. Flintstones, Indianapolis 500, Bram Stoker, Dracula. Those don't light up as bright as the regular panels because you already got a black shield behind them. We'll do System 11. Now, this does have a shadow mask on it, but on the new panels that we're going to make with the shadow masks, the Williams will light up also. It'll give you better balance. This is a panel many people have been waiting for. Light up all the switches on your getaway. Now the reason on a lot of these there's four colors is because we did the brightest setting, a medium setting, and a light setting on the brightness, and one with it off, so you can kind of compare the different brightnesses. But you got about 20 different brightness settings, so you can set it to match almost any circumstance. This is one of my favorites. I don't even have this game, but this panel just lights up incredible with the lights behind it. We'll be having a shadow mask made for this panel. We don't have that in actually, we do have that in stock. Theater of Magic. Now, this also has a shadow mask, but we will be making this with a shadow mask. We don't have it yet. And what I mean by a shadow mask is we block off certain areas of the panel to give you more contrast and highlight. Now, this was just a prototype that we made for Stern. We've been in discussions with Stern. It's kind of on again, off again. I don't think really either of us are really moving too quickly to get anything done there. So this is their regular panel. This is just for demonstration purposes. I won't be selling that. It's a copyrighted item. But we can do it for Stern's, and you can adjust the brightness on that. Now, on the Stearns, I won't do a deluxe panel. I won't do where the lights light up, because there's already a ton of products out there to turn on the speaker lights, and our panel will work with all those existing light kits that are out there. Fishtails, or Whitewater. You get two remotes. Get RF remote. This is just for your white. You can adjust and lower the brightness. For multicolor, or this is for the speakers, so you have multicolor, you can have it fade, jump, do different things, raise and lower the brightness. Okay, this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a shadow mask. This is for Adam's family. This is the front of the board. When you put a light behind the black looks faded a little bit. By putting black on the back of the mask, you get a higher contrast between your black area and your lit area, and it gives it a much more detailed look. Fishtails. We'll have probably about 10, 11 different shadow masks, and these are Bally Williams items. Now, there are a couple questions on the speaker panels that always come up, and one of the very first questions is, why isn't it interactive? Why doesn't different areas light? An example is like on the creature panel, why doesn't the starlight sequence? Or on the fishtails, why don't the bubbles go turn on and off? We spent a lot of time on that. It wasn't that difficult to do, but one of the challenges that we ran into is we're trying to get all these panels between 200 and about 260. If we started copying the exact locations of items from Bally Williams boards, then we were in a copyright type of situation, which meant that we had to boost up the price 20%. So if we were to add a sequencer or something, we'd be looking at probably adding another $50. So then you're looking at $310. Then we'd have to pay Bally Williams, and you're looking at almost $400. We didn't want to get into that type of price range. Now what we did do, though, is in between where the lights are and the speaker panel, 5 minutes. We left a quarter of an inch, so you're able to put in different lights in there and manipulate it and do whatever you want to. We only have about 5 minutes left, so I'm going to stop here for any questions.
Are you doing any Capcom titles?
I don't own a Capcom, so I'm not going to make any statements on how my stuff hooks up to that until I get one. No questions with all this information?
Does it interfere with color DMD at all?
No. Yeah, when we designed it, we had a color DMD as well as a couple of different manufacturers' upgraded speakers and some of the light kits for the Stearns, those types of things. We made sure that they would all fit in there properly without any problem. Oh, sorry. Any other questions? Now, hopefully you guys are excited about some of these products. No? Too early in the morning? on Penn side, there was a thread about who's going to steal the show, And I said, well, hopefully I'll be in the mix. I said, I'm not selling an $8,000 item, but I'm going to be selling a lot of $100 items that a lot of people can put in a lot of machines. So I'm hopefully going to get a little bit of good feedback on this type of price range. So, yes.
What's your website?
Good question. And the business cards are here somewhere. It's lighted speaker panels or lightedpinballspeakerpanels.com. Now, there isn't really anything on the website now. It's under construction. A couple of pictures that were here are there, but there is a place where you can put in and get on a mailing list, and we'll notify you when we open. Now, when we open, we will have about 100 playfield mods. We'll have the lights for 156 games. We'll have about 6 different color plasma pop bumpers, 8 colors of EL wires, plus about 30 speaker panels. We're going to have a lot of product when we open.
Do you have any products here?
No. We only were given a half an hour to start with, and I was like, well, that's not going to be much time.
Under Lighted's instruction card, you mentioned that dedicated to 12 volts.
Yes.
Does it still power off with the game? You don't have to turn it off separately.
Yeah, all of these will turn on and off with the game. When you turn on your game, the relay will sense the power in the 5-volt circuit, and it'll automatically turn it on. Actually, they'll turn on about a half of a second faster than the rest of the game turns on. So, and actually with the board that we use to power those, you could actually jump off of that. And so if you need more power for some of your other mods that run off of 12 volts, that would work. The plasma bumpers are 3 volts, so they're a little bit different animal. So, hey, well, thank you very much for your time.